continue on with parcel number 711-12596-001. It's J. Mark and Julie Ferguson. And Mark, we're going to go ahead and introduce ourselves around, and then we'll get you sworn in. So go ahead.
Josh Allen, the task.
Luann Deere, Chair.
Jeff Stevens, AQ Board.
Glenda Mudge, AQ Board.
Margaret Darger, County Clerk.
Phil Murphy, County Attorney.
And you can introduce yourself, too.
I'm Mark Ferguson.
Great.
Reception, 7 Watson Road.
Okay.
Big group. I had no idea what this was like.
So. Well, welcome.
Thanks.
We're going to go ahead, and all those who are giving testimony, if you'll, we'll swear you in.
Okay, well, they're already sworn in, so if you'll, do you swear to tell the truth, and that's the truth, so I'll be good.
I do, okay. Yes.
All right, great. Mark, the way we're going to work is the tax assessor will give their testimony, and then we'll come to you.
Okay. This is property at 7 Weston Road. We initially, after the reappraisal, had a value of $966,650. One of our appraisers, Sally, had, I guess, spoke with him. She did make some adjustments. She adjusted the grade and corrected the year built on it, and it brought the value of it down to $832,100. That's $148.21 a foot. I pulled the Crest Haven area sales. There were 14 sales in that. Average sales price per square foot was $187 a foot, so approximately, you know, almost $40 below what the average price per foot is up there.
Okay. All right, Mark, if you'd like to give your testimony.
Yes, so we did make some adjustments. I did talk with the someone at the appraisal office, and did make an adjustment. The original assessment was increased by 55%. We got it down to an increase of 33%, I think, 3 years ago from that assessment. I did, and I apologize, I just started working on this yesterday, but I was able to pull up like 41 different comps. My home was completed in 02, moved in on December of 02, from what I recall, and of the homes that were sold, 41 homes. 29 of them were newer homes than my home. And of course, I'm on an A1 lot in a surrounded by agricultural land. In fact, my home is on agricultural land, unimproved, no curbs, gutters, open ditch. We have not remodeled much of my wife's disappointment, but it's still the same home we built 22 years ago. We have improved some of the landscaping over the years. Some of the homes that some mentioned, Crest Haven, of course, those are platted subdivision lots. The ones that sold, and I'm not sure what comparable sizes, but the ones that have sold that were built prior to 2004 that I had, there were 12 of those. There was one, I have to know these homes, I didn't know it until I started pulling these up. One of them was Rick Pizzette's home, my pastor. It's over $178 a foot. Quite a bit smaller home. It's a 4,000 square foot home. It's at 4120 Zachary. It's a 178, but it's on a view. It has a pool, full house, and have been completely remodeled and painted. So that home has some differences there that are material. There's another home that sold for 161 a foot. Happened to be another home that I'm familiar with. Andrew Coe's home. His son and I, my son, were classmates. It's 4,200 square feet, smaller home. It's over $161 a foot. It also is in a platted subdivision with a pool and a pool house and had been remodeled. And then there's the other home that was the higher end of the values. They were Fort Lake. I'm not familiar with that home, but it is a home that's 4,000 square foot. It does sit on the lake with a view, of course. 4,000 square foot as well, or 4,085 square foot. My home's about 57. estate, as you, the home gets larger, there's a diminishing return. The bigger the home, the less value. I also compared, went back and was able to pull off, this is from, I think, multiple lists as well, the increase in home values in Conway or Palmer County over the last, well, this is Conway, over the last 3 years, there was about a 10%, that's what I'm showing, increase from 21 to 22, 2% increase from 22 to 23, and 23 to 24 to 2.45% increase. So about a 15% increase in that period that I guess their the assessment period was comparing those homes to. So my hope is that, assuming I'm in the market and that my home would also have a 15% increase, so I'm suggesting that my home would be valued at, from the original assessment, 718, 635, which puts it in the median range. So I'm a larger home than the comps that we're looking at. My home's, you know, in the bottom 25% quartile as far as age and sales, and it's in the top 15% quartile as far as sizes. So it's one of the larger homes, it's one of the older homes, so I think hopefully that I'd be in the median. And the median home prices that I'm showing in homes built before 2015 was $136 a foot. So I'm hoping that I'm in that band since my home is larger and my home is older than most of the homes that sold during that time frame.
Any thing on your side?
I mean, might I ask him a question?
Yeah, sure. Please.
If you were to sell the property today, right? I know, but if you were to sell it, you would only ask the seven what you're asking.
I'm not interested in selling homes. I've not thought about it. My wife would consider it when I die, and you'll need to ask her that question.
Because that's what we're trying to get to, closest to market value. If you were to sell the property to another willing buyer, is what I'm trying to get to.
I wouldn't sell unless somebody came up and made a crazy offer. So I'd be willing to sell it if somebody paid me more than I was willing to. But it's not even in my mind. So. But the comps say that it's worth, in my mind, and I've got a little experience in real estate. I wrote the appraisal policy for our institution. It's not being another institution. I've been all for eggs. I'm somewhat familiar with a lot of transactions. So I've got some market knowledge of real estate.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Oh, and some of his, the majority of his land is being priced at agricultural.
Yeah, so it is. My lot is ag ground. Okay.
Yeah, you got one acre on at market, and the rest of it's on at ag.
So there's okay.
So.
And I'm in the city, so it's a 5 acre tract. In this,
right.
The rest is
typically anything over 5 acres, you get ag pricing, unless it's in a recorded subdivision, and you know if it's a 10 acre lot, then. You're getting priced at 10 acres of market. Since you're not in a recorded subdivision, you're getting that ag production.
Right.
So total acreage is
5.02 on this parcel.
And but the sales show they're $30,000 an acre out there. That's what they sell for.
If it's not recorded.
It's recorded. It's not recorded. Those recorded lots are way more than that.
Yeah, the usage of mine is agricultural.
Right, and we got the price to that.
Yeah,
so
right.
It's
agricultural usage. But absolutely, if I were going to sell it, I wouldn't sell it for $5,000.
Right.
But it's agricultural usage is the utility that I currently have, and I raise sheep on farm.
I've seen those sheep
that's
out there.
Sheep. So
when
that's
I go
what
home
I
in
do.
The afternoon,
so,
there's sheep out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
we're correct on your square footage.
My plans are 55-24, and I'm getting copied.
Because we never come in the house, so there's some estimates on that.
Yeah, we got 56-14. A lot of times we have to estimate the second floor.
Yeah, 55-24, and that's including the finished, which we're going to do at the time, that's supposed to finish out.
You didn't have, instead of your building plans, did you happen to have your appraisal?
Where did you get it? 75.
Because sometimes those plans can be off too, from what?
Well, this is always built.
Yeah, I know, but the appraisal, before you closed on it, the appraisal would have had, because they went in and measured it after it was up. But sometimes the plans aren't correct as far as when it really, it can be off a little bit.
She's going to adjust that second floor, because it even says here on that we had to estimate the second floor. So we're going to use, his plans, square footage for the second floor.
And then what would that be?
She's going to adjust the second floor, she'll be able to tell.
Oh, okay.
We had it on 56-14, and he said he's got 55-24, so.
It won't be a big difference, because she's going to adjust it and see what it is.
Well, we were looking also at doing a, what was it, the, remaining life at 80 instead of 85.
So see what that is when you adjust it.
Sorry.
While she's in there.
Square footage.
Well, you're already in there.
Sorry, we're
so
demanding.
Let's see. Yeah.
Yeah, see what that is.
All right. Adjusting the REL from 85 to 80 and then changing the square footage.
Uh-huh.
Is 781,658.
Oh, do we not have the square footage yet?
Yes.
I did, that's it.
That's what that's
what was that total square footage?
781,658.
No, I got that. What was the square footage?
55-24 total. That should be $141.50 a square foot.
That's right in line with
what
everything is.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm seeing on averages. So I'm going to make a motion that we go with this new, with the age and the new square footage, and do $781,658.
And they've already adjusted the grade and the corrected the year built previous to now.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor. Do we have a second? Okay. All right, it's been moved and seconded that we now change the value to $781,658. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, we'll make the change.
All right. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Oh, the 515. I have to show it 3.
Thank you.
No, I got to go to Green to show
it. Are we going to recess?
Make a motion to recess.
Luann. Hello. We need to recess.
Oh, yeah. Take a recess till our next meeting at 5:15.
Do we have one until then?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Okay. It is now 2:05, and we will recess until 5:15.
Can we have a second?